You're listening to the BYU Idaho Radio Morning Headlines Podcast. I'm Christian Nelson, and these are your morning headlines for Monday, March 20th, 2023. A single-engine aircraft landed at the Idaho Falls Regional Airport on Sunday while the landing gear was malfunctioning. At 11:30 a.m., a Bonanza B-36T-C made the emergency landing on the airport's main runway. Firefighters responded, and no injuries were reported. In a news release from the City of Idaho Falls, this forced the closure of the runway until shortly after 2 p.m., when crews were able to get the airplane moved. Operations at the airport have now returned to normal. Construction crews from the City of Pocatello Water Department will replace the water main line on South Hayes Avenue today. The project will start at the intersection of South Hayes Avenue and Lewis Street and will continue towards Benton Street. The work may cause short-term disruptions to water service. Individuals in the area and around the construction zone are encouraged to keep a supply of drinking water available. Officials ask parents and guardians to warn children about the safety hazard and to have them stay safely away from the construction area. During the project, sections of the street will be closed while workers are digging. Parking will also be restricted in the construction zone, and residents who live near the construction zone are asked to park all vehicles away from the area during working hours until the close of each day, where access to the construction area will be restored to all properties. Crews will work between 6:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. from Monday through Thursday. Residents with questions about this or any other water department project can visit pocatello.gov. Bonneville County Sheriff's deputies need your help in finding a 19-year-old man who cut off his ankle monitor. Jameson Gerald Miller had an ankle monitor because of a misdemeanor DUI and for trying to escape. Deputies discovered that Miller had cut off the monitor on March 15th in the Idaho Falls area, and since then his whereabouts have been unknown. Miller now has new charges pending that are related to failure to comply with the court-ordered monitoring system and damaging the monitor. If you have information on Miller's whereabouts, please call Bonneville County Dispatch immediately at 208-529-1200. Thanks for listening to the morning headlines for Monday, March 20th, 2023. I'm Christian Nelson. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.